have long-term care insurance? If not, you may want to reconsider, suggests Dave Beck, a partner at Egan Berger & Weiner, LLC. We're here today on the EBW Financial Rules Radio Show. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Hope.
So tell us, why is it important to buy long-term care insurance?
Well, the statistics are kind of stacked against me. If I'm a couple turning 65, I've got a 91% of needing some form of long-term care services for one of the two prior to dying, two out of three chance of one of the two needing a nursing home. The statistics just don't work for me not having it. Let's just put it that way.
But according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, only 10% of the elderly have private long-term care insurance. So what do we do about that? What are the insurance companies doing about that?
Well, clearly the message that the insurance companies have been sending out haven't resonated with consumers, probably for a variety of reasons. There's those who think that it's not going to occur to them. The people who say, listen, there's too much uncertainty within the long-term care insurance policies as they're structured today within, premium, or do I get any money back if I don't use it, et cetera. So the insurance companies are trying a different approach to reach consumers with a new product offerings that will hopefully address some of their concerns.
So can you outline a few of those? What are the concerns of consumers? What are they worried about, even though they think they may not have it? Some people kind of figure they might. And then what's the perspective of the insurance agents, or the insurance companies, rather?
The consumers look at it and say, there's uncertainty that I'm going to need the coverage. And if I don't need the coverage and I paid all this premium and it was a gigantic waste of money, so some of the new policies will tie in a life insurance benefit to the policy or a return of premium benefit to the policy to try and help offset some of those concerns. From the insurance agent's point of view, sometimes when you ask a policy to do, many things, it will do them, but in a diluted fashion. The traditional long-term care policies will offer you the greatest protection against long-term care, but it will not address some of the needs that consumers are concerned about today with respect to whether I use the coverage and can I get a benefit back from it if I don't.
So can you just, for those of us who really don't understand how this works at all, what exactly is covered in a long-term care policy?
Long-term care is basically my inability to do the activities of daily living, or at least two of the activities of daily living, eating, bathing, toileting, transference, continence, and the such, or I have a cognitive impairment where I don't need skilled nursing care because Medicare or my health insurance or whatever might take care of that, but I need custodial care. I can't get out of my chair without help and things of that nature. So we're talking about personal care and or the nursing home, as the last resort, I guess. And, all of these costs of this care is ridiculously expensive.
And don't some policies account for the possibility that your spouse may predecease you?
That's what the new generation of policies are trying to kind of address. Because sometimes a husband and wife could look at it and say, listen, if one of us got sick, we could afford it. If I didn't have to leave behind any money for you to live off of. So if one spouse predeceases the other, and that was the case, then the client could cash in his policy, quote-unquote, and with some of these new policies get all of his premiums back that he had paid. Some policies allow for his long-term care policy to be paid up. It just sort of depends on how the policy was structured, but it certainly has to be part of an overarching financial plan to make certain that this thing is tied together properly.
All right, that makes sense, yeah. Is it also true that many policies guarantee premiums and that you can actually fund them with a single large investment or with regular premiums up to 10 years?
The new contracts will allow that. These, what we call a hybrid policies, the one that address multiple needs, will have a guarantee premium of, you'll pay X for 1 year, 10 years, 5 years, whatever it is, however the policy is structured, and your benefits will be derived from the amount of your premium payment as opposed to the more traditional model where you have a policy design and it dictates what your premium is. So it's sort of working backwards from that. But traditional long-term care policies do not have the guarantees, and these new policies do.
Do you think these new policies will resonate with consumers?
Well, right now they are. They're certainly, their sales year over year continue to increase, and I think it will continue to do so because clearly the consumers are saying, listen, we need something better, at least from our perspective, on than traditional long-term care insurance and the uncertainty of the premiums or the benefits, and we want something that, you know, could benefit us if we don't use it.
So from your point of view as an insurance agent, you really feel like this is a good opportunity for people and they should most definitely consider it.
I think that you need to look at it and consider what you're trying to accomplish here. Because once again, it may not be right for everybody. It has to be tied into a plan for both, you know, what does my retirement plan look like? What's my financial plan? What's my long-term care plan look like? All of these things need to be tied together. And for some people, this might be the right policy. And for others, it might be totally the wrong policy.
So what's your advice? How can you assess that?
You have to sit down and, you know, talk with, you know, your financial advisor, talk with the agent, and try to come up with, you know, the reasoning as to why this is being recommended. Not just, hey, this is what the agent said to do, so I did it. It has to be able to be delineated out as to the logic behind the decision-making and how it ties into what you're trying to accomplish for your future.
Makes perfect sense. Thank you so much, Dave Beck, an insurance agent at Eganberger & Weiner, LLC. And you can find more on Dave's advice at www.ebwllc.com and at their Knowledge University, which is www.ebwfinancialnews.com. We'll talk to you soon, Dave. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Hope. Have a good day.
You too.